Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I have the good fortune to be joined by Matthew Fornero of ForneroLegal.com. Matt is a business law attorney in Florida. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Seth. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. We appreciate you being here. Special thank you to Robert Lehman, the financial advisor who connected us. Let's go back in time a little bit. What inspired you to go to law school in the first place?
You know, it's interesting. I just had this conversation with a mediator earlier today. She asked me what got me into law. You know, just as a kid growing up, I liked lawyer stuff and legal stuff. So I always kind of knew I was going to go to law school. At the end of high school, I kind of flirted with thinking about doing engineering. But then once I got to college, the math and the physics were just a disaster. So I decided to go with liberal arts and then decided to go to law school. And, you know, it's been 19 years since I graduated law school at this point. So,
well, congratulations on that. How did you arrive at the area of specialization in business law that you have now?
It's interesting. You know, I started out my career doing like more general litigation, and then I worked for a couple of different big like Am Law 200 law firms doing business-ish kind of transactions, but working mostly with large businesses and doing different litigation. And then finally, I decided to go out on my own, and I wanted to focus on my community where there's a lot of small and medium-sized businesses in order to stay like in my area. So that's how I got into representing mostly small and medium-sized businesses in Florida.
And I'm sure it varies all over the map, but what does a normal client, if there is such a thing, look like for you? What are they hiring you for? What are some of their most common issues you're helping with?
You know, there's, you know, the average client, you know, it varies a little bit. They're mostly smaller, medium-sized businesses. They're mostly located in Florida, although I have clients across the country and I have some international clients too. But most of the stuff they deal with is either they need contracts reviewed, they need contracts drafted, or they're past that phase and they're in a situation where either someone owes them money or they owe someone money or there's a contract that's going bad. So that's kind of my sweet spot of the stuff that I deal with my clients.
And then what are some of the most common mistakes you see business owners making that you're able to kind of help them fix?
They either don't have contracts when they should, which is as much as you think it's pretty basic. A lot of businesses and a lot of sophisticated and smart business people just don't believe in having contracts. They believe in just doing things on like an account stated basis or on a handshake. And unfortunately, you're in an environment where you need to have a written contract that spells out your obligations and rights, no matter what it is you do, no matter how small it is you do or how big it is you do. So a lot, the biggest problem I would say is, yes, people don't have contracts. That would be it. And then secondly, the contracts that they have are terrible. They're either off the internet, you know, their forms, their whatever, their things that they found that don't even apply. I mean, I have a case right now where it's an employment breach of agreement where this guy runs a dog training school, and one of his trainers ran off and stole all his clients. Wow. Problem is that he's got a contract that he downloaded off the internet that says Wisconsin law applies, even though the guy's in Fort Lauderdale. So we've got some issues because we got to deal with, like, Wisconsin law applies. So now we've got to become experts on Wisconsin law because the guy just downloaded something he saw on the internet, as opposed to beforehand going to have an attorney draft it. Now he's got, you know, issues that he wouldn't have if he would have had an attorney look at it to begin with.
Wow, that is a huge issue. And obviously he didn't proofread that contract before he used it.
Correct.
So that's what happens if you do it wrong. Talk about how you help businesses grow and what happens when you do it right.
Sure. You know, one of the things, whether it's a startup business or an existing business, one of the things I like to do is I like to review all their documents and go through them, because not only are there, you know, they need their contracts, whether they provide services or sell goods or whatever, they need contracts for that. But a lot of the time, the businesses themselves don't have the correct formation documents. Like, if they're a corporation, they literally don't have articles of incorporation. They just went online, set it up, and whatever happens, happens. Or if they're an LLC, they don't have an operating agreement. So then what happens is that, you know, everyone goes in the business to make money, everyone goes in the business to get along, but sometimes that's not what happens. So when the business breaks down, or there's a dispute between partners, or it needs to be sold or something like that, the documents either don't exist, or the documents are whatever the fallback statutes are. So one of the things I like to do as far as help businesses get established and grow is make sure they have the right governing documents, because they're, whether they succeed or fail, they're going to need those documents at some point in the future. And if they don't have them to begin with, the problem's only going to compound over time. One of the other things I do, like I said, is I like to make sure that they have their actual contracts in order to, once they're established, in order to make sure that they get paid or their various obligations and their various responsibilities are met.
That makes a lot of sense. With all the success you've had, what's your biggest challenge now?
You know, my biggest challenge is keeping up with my clients to make sure that I'm always proactive instead of reactive, as far as anticipating their needs as opposed to reacting to their needs. So I always like to stay in step with my clients and kind of one step ahead of them as far as making sure that we can avoid as many issues or situations down the road by making sure that they have the right documents in place, or if we are in litigation, to make sure that their litigation is going properly and that we have a roadmap as far as how we want it to end and what our goals are.
Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
You know, I like the fact that I work for myself, because, like I said, I worked at a couple big firms, and it's, you know, it's interesting to be a cog in the big wheel versus being the whole machine yourself. So I like the fact that I actually get to help local people, small businesses, medium businesses, actual businesses that make a difference in their community, and I actually get to watch them grow, and I get to help them, and I get to, you know, if they're in trouble, I get to get them out of trouble, or if they're owed money, I get to help them try to get the money, or if they want to sell their business, I get to help them sell their business and try to realize their dream by making a profit. So I like the fact that I'm able to not only just be an attorney, but also as a counselor, I get to interact with these businesses and I get to help them, you know, throughout the course of their life.
That is awesome. What do you do outside the office? What do you do for fun?
Outside the office, I hang out with my family. That's pretty much it. You know, I like to do other things. I like, you know, obviously movies, TV. You know, I like to when I'm not super busy, go to the gym. I like my Peloton, which I think everyone does. But most of my free time is spent with my, I have two kids. I have a 13-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl. Most of my time is spent hanging out and doing stuff with them and my wife. So.
Beautiful. I have three, so I totally understand. You mentioned keeping up with your clients. How do you keep up with all the changes that, you know, affect them in the business landscape?
You know, I stay abreast of all the different, you know, changes in case law and stuff for litigation like that. I get updates through my various systems. And as far as changes like in the business landscape or stuff, I always listen to other attorneys to hear what's going on. It's always good to have a sounding board and have colleagues to rely on. I listen to other businesses. I listen to my clients. I listen to other people's clients as far as what the business landscape is. And, you know, I keep up with the various, you know, media, you know, local business journals and stuff like that to see what the lay of the landscape is here in South Florida and Florida in general.
How are your clients finding you?
My clients find me a lot via word of mouth. I get a lot of referrals from existing clients, which I like because they come to me, at least they know my track record and they know what to expect. And it's good that my other clients refer them to me. And then I get a lot of clients who find me on the internet. You know, my website, romerolegal.com. I got a lot of various social media stuff I do too. So most of my clients though are referrals, and then the remainder are finding me via the internet or various different social media.
Awesome. Well, for our viewers and listeners, a quick disclaimer that we should have put at the beginning. Matthew is in the state of Florida. If you are not in the state of Florida, seek legal counsel where you are. And we were not giving any legal advice on today's podcast. Matthew, for folks who are watching or listening and do want to learn more about what you're doing, where is the best place for them to go?
Best place for them to go is if they go to my website, fornarolegal.com. That's fornarolegal.com. My website has all information about me and my law firm and our various practice areas and what we do. We have Calendly, so you can set up a consultation with me, or you can call me at 954-324-3651, or you can call me toll free at 888-FLA-LAWYER, which is my vanity number, which I was very proud to get. So I'm just trying to use it more and more because my mom's proud that I have that number. So is my wife. So
I am sure
they are. It was available either.
Well, congratulations on all of your success and helping all of your clients. This has been Seth Green with Matthew Fornaro of Fornaro Legal. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you so much, Seth. I appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks again to Bob Lehman for the introduction.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.